In the highest experience of this reality of dreams, we still have the sense of its translucent appearance. Such, at least, is my own experience. I could affirm the prevalence and even normality of this with many testimonies and confirmations by the poets. People inclined to philosophy suspect that even the reality in which we are and live contain another one that is hidden and is also only an appearance. Schopenhauer even identifies this gift as a mark of philosophical talent. At certain times, all people and all things take place merely as phantoms and as images and dreams. Just as the philosopher relates to the reality of existence, so the artistically sensitive person relates to the reality of dreams by observing them clearly and with pleasure. From these images, the meaning of life is disclosed and practiced. But not only the pleasant and friendly images are fully understood and personally experienced. That which is serious, gloomy, sad, and sinister, sudden inhibitions, accidental teasing, fearful expectations, simply the entire divine comedy of life, including the inferno, passes by, but not only as a shadow play, because one lives and suffers in these scenes, and yet not without a fleeting sense of illusion. I, and many people like me, remember that in the dangers and fright of my nightmare have called out, encouraged and successful, "It is a dream! I want to dream some more!" I have been told that certain people manage to continue the power of one and the same dream for three or more continuous nights. These facts demonstrate clearly that our innermost being, the common basis of us all, experiences the dream itself with deep pleasure and joyful necessity. The Greeks, through their Apollo, also expressed this joyful necessity of the experience of dreams. Apollo, the god of all sculptural powers, is simultaneously the god of soothsaying. Due to his roots as the Shining One, the god of light, he also commands the beautiful radiance of the inner world of fantasy, the higher truth, the perfection of the circumstances in contrast to the flawed understanding of everyday reality, and then the deep consciousness of nature healing and helping in sleep and in dreams, is simultaneously the analog of the soothsaying ability and of the arts in general by which life becomes possible and worth living. The dream image must not transgress that fine line and thereby produce a pathological effect. Where the light would adversely deceive us with crude reality, this fine line does not lack the image of Apollo, which is that decisive limitation, that freedom from wilder impulses, and that wise calmness of the creative God. In harmony with his origin, his eye must be like the sun. Even in anger and discontent, the blessing of beautiful radiance rests on him. Thus, what might be true for Apollo in an eccentric way is what Schopenhauer says in World as Will and Idea, about human beings caught in the veil of Maya, as on a raging sea which raises and lowers howling mountains of waves boundlessly in all directions, a sailor sits in his boat, trusting his craft. In the same way, a person calmly sits in the center of a world of tribulations, trusting and supported by the principle of individuality. One might say about Apollo that by the unshakable trust in that principle and the calm acceptance of the apprehension in him, he achieved his most sublime expression. We might even wish to identify Apollo as the magnificent divine image of the principle of individuality, from whose bearings and glances all the pleasure and wisdom of the radiance as well as its beauty speaks to us.